grace, mercy, and God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this first Sunday of Advent is our Gospel reading, St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. And I'll read it in its entirety as we go. Use the words of our Lord, so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verses 1 through 5, again. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, telling them, "Go into the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell daughter Zion, see, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Detractors would say that Jesus set the whole thing up, ahead of time, to make Scriptures true and make it work. So this is not fulfilling prophecy after all. We are to respond by first saying, yes, he did do that, but quite a ways back. And then ask him this. Let's say that God did predict this in the past, and that God also is the Lord of history, you see, and who then would be the one, who would it be in bringing it true, bringing it all about? God, right? Well, Jesus tells us that he is God. So who is fulfilling this prophecy? Jesus. God. Who else would you expect? Of course he set things up. Don't be silly. The great thing is that despite them, those who would rather find error and ways to discredit the Bible, it is for them, these words, these happenings, this part of history. And those who have no or real faith, too, it's for them. It is for us, too. All those who are and or can be also of that sort. It is for this very reason that Jesus has come. He has done this right from the beginning. From before creation began, the Bible says he set these things in motion. He has arranged and put in place all those physical parts of the universe to move with all the things in their right places and at the right time. From wind to people, even a donkey. And yes, with the words ahead of time. To tell what he has set up beforehand. To happen then. That happened now. And that will do so in the future. He is the creative word through whom all things have occurred. That are. That will. And he, in all of this, he does it for people. For the whole world. For even those naysayers, the doubters, the Thomases out there. And yes, for you and me. For disciples and not yet disciples, for the not very able followers. And we, his creation, respond. It cannot help but respond. The way he expects, the way he intends, the way he knew we would, and so he has made provision for it all. And so this, what he had planned, what did they do? Verse 6 and 7. The disciples went and did just as Jesus directed. They brought the donkey and the colt, then they laid their clothes on them, and he sat up. And then look at what happened. The very beginning of Advent, the coming of the great king from Nazareth. Him, a carpenter's son? Even so. Verse 8 and 9. A very large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the crowds who went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes." comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. All of this, whether they or we knew what was really going on. Well, because we don't most of the time. And usually not for a long time afterwards. Don't we read in many places in the Gospels how his disciples would remember what Jesus had told them before about what this or that or what it really was about? And that they had no clue at the time? Remember that it was not until after the resurrection that they understood. Well, that is what is needed. That resurrection of Christ in our hearts. That Easter light to shine, the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of Christ, who cries out in us, who brings to remembrance, who points us to Jesus in all that he is, and all that he did, all that he did do for us. They needed Jesus' baptism, not God's. That is what comes in water poured on us since this time. That all-powerful word filled water, inspirited fire and blood mixed together, eye-opening, faith-creating, new life-giving gift of God. And then the light dawned. When the Spirit creates faith to see, to understand, then it is. It is then that we believe and also respond with, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest of heaven. Yet this time, it is with understanding. At least more than we had before. This time it is with meaning and a joy that looks beyond the here and now, that allows us to not fear the future, that prepares us to rightly be received and to receive the coming of the King. We do this each Sunday with the Kyrie Eleison. Lord, have mercy, which means now that you have come, O Lord of hosts, Lord of myriad upon myriad, rank upon rank, now that you have conquered sin, death, and the devil, now that you have these enemies on the run, now that death is in the last gasp of existence in your creation, we are at your mercy. We are enemy combatants captured by you. We have nowhere to go now. We have no way to get out of your grasp. We have no way to fight you anymore. Just have your way with us. We can do no other. Christ, have mercy. Take a hold of us now, Lord, and do what you will with us. What else can we do? In truth, nothing. The King has come. The King is here. Lord, have mercy. Yes, he has come, and he has conquered. He has thrown out the prince of this world. The evil thing is on the run. So choose this day whom you will serve. You will serve no matter what you choose, as a slave or work in his house, as in his fields, and in his fields as a son, as a daughter. He is here, the King. He has come in grace and mercy, with salvation in his wings, amnesty in abundance. Prepare him, room. Do not stop your ears and harden your hearts. Bow the knee and humble yourselves before the Lord. But wait, what is he doing? Your King comes to you humble and riding on a donkey. What manner of thing is this? He, yes, he comes and raises you up. He sets you at the head of his table and waits on you. He brings a feast and feeds his children. He robes them in his righteousness and crowns them with his reward. Mercy? Yes, and row upon row, stack upon stack, deep as the ocean and as numerous as the stars and as the sands on the seashore. This, all of this, he has made provision for you and for me. He has. He has come. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. He has, and he does, and he will. Peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.